Mr. Dave Sherry.
Good morning, Terry Lockie Grant. How are you?
Tell me.
He needs to do some speed dating, maybe, Chris Martin.
Hey, nice one.
Go along.
Potatoes or chips.
Yeah, go ahead. Cup of soups or organic porridge. Yeah, that would probably be the question. And then he'd soon enough know what kind of
thing. Now, there I would have an answer. There'd be no indecision on my part in that one.
Anyway.
Dave, what are we talking?
So, look, listeners might remember back in January, Ryan was talking to a guy on the show here on the phone. His name was Eamon Harty, and he was from the village of Palace Green, County Limerick. And back in January, they were getting their preparation altogether for the Passion Play in the parish of Palace Green. And today is Good Friday, so it's the big day has arrived. So I don't know if you remember Ryan talked to this guy, Eamon.
I do.
At the time when Eamon was telling him all about it, basically in Ireland, we, you know, the Stations of the Cross, Holy Thursday, Easter Sunday, it's a big deal, obviously, for people. But there's a thing where you might have seen it on TV in places like Jerusalem or in the Philippines, where the whole town or a lot of people come and act out the whole Passion. So you've got people on the street, Jesus is walking up the street with the cross on the back and he's being whipped and he's...
Because Michael Sheen did it in Wales.
Michael Sheen, the actor, who played Blair in that movie, The Queen. With Helen Mirren. He did it as an actor in the village in Wales from. Yeah, that's exactly right. So the idea is that the whole town gets involved. Different people from the town play the parts of the characters in the Bible, the real characters in the Bible. And even there's a place in Germany as well called Oberammergau, which is a... Oberammergau, which is a little town in Germany where, like, in the 1600s, there was a plague in the village, things were bad, they lost all the crops, people were dying, and for devotion to the Lord they said, let's stage the Passion Play, and they do it every 10 years, and they've done it every 10 years since like I think 1694.
And it's huge, big money, it's like an opera,
huge big production, and there's people flock from all over the world to go and see the one in Germany. So these people down in Palace Green, County Limerick, had the idea of doing their own one, with getting everybody involved. Now at the time we had a bit of a reaction to it on the radio show, because people were saying, you know, it's gratuitous violence, it's, you know, putting it out there.
That's because he was saying as well, Eamon was saying that they're going all out. There is going to be flogging, there is going to be blood. And the people were
shocked.
There
will be blood, in Palace Green. So, you know, it's a good thing to get the whole community together. And I mean, it's going to be authentic. So they started last night. In fact, like, and today is the big day.
That's right. They started at 8 o'clock. And do you know, on the line now, we've got Susie O'Kelly from the production team, who's joining us now exactly from Palace Green. Susie, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
Thank you so much for taking time out. I know you must be exhausted, but just can you paint a picture for us? What's been happening since 8 o'clock and what's happening now?
Okay, well, back to last night. So it all kicked off just after about 8:30. Crowds gathered in Garden of Gethsemane, which is the location was Father Burns. He's our parish priest here. So we took over his grounds for the scene, and it was absolutely unbelievably amazing. I'm even lost for words. We were expecting a crowd of about maybe 500 people to turn up, and nearly 2,000. It was just phenomenal.
Wow, and you're expecting 7,000 people there today in Limerick?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. We have lots of various scenes. Pontius Pilate is coming up now shortly, and after then we have the flogging scene, whereas obviously he'll be flogged and he'll get the crown of thorns and he'll be given his cross, so then the walk to Calvary, and then he'll be crucified around 3 o'clock today.
Susie, when I heard about this first, when I heard that interview with Ryan and Eamon, I honestly thought, I don't know, but you know what, you've got the RT colleagues are there, Alan Robinson the director and camera person Una Farrelly, and I was talking to her during the week and she's done an awful lot of work with drama, and she said she's never seen anything like it before.
Yeah, they're blown away. It's just gas. We're building great relationships with your colleagues, but they just can't believe it. They never expected it. They came here a couple of weeks ago just to, you know, get a feel of what it was going to be like, and interview all of us to see our take on it, you know, things like that. But when last night came, I met Alan afterwards and Una, and they just said it was phenomenal. They've never experienced anything like it.
Because
the crowds...
Sorry, Susie, because they're making a documentary. I mean, and they just said the dedication of people. Like, tell us about Jesus. Gary Fraher is playing.
Yeah, he's our local
carpenter.
Carpenter, yeah, it should be. But he's a tireman, actually. He's his own business here. It's called G&T Tires in Limerick, or in Palace Green. And I actually grew up with him, so we were next-door neighbours. I've known him all my life. He's phenomenal. This is only his second time acting, but I'll tell you, the way people have reacted to him, you'd honestly think he was doing this all his life.
And has he transformed? He's a Hollywood star. He'll be signing autographs on Sunday. Has he transformed for the role?
Oh yeah, all of the cast members have. They've all grown, all the men have grown the beards, grown the long hair. It's just unbelievable. In the last couple of months, you'd be walking around the village at Palace Green and you go into the local shop and all you see is bearded men that never grew beards before. You know, people are really getting into character.
Do you know what, Susie? They're responsible for the peak. The beard has peaked and it's all down to Palace Green in Limerick. But Susie, what about his family? I mean, is he a family man? Does he have kids?
Oh, he does, yeah. He's married to Dara, who's actually another best friend of mine. We went to school together and have remained lifelong friends. They've got four children.
So
Chloe,
Susie, yeah, sorry, go ahead. Chloe?
No, Chloe, she's the eldest little girl. She's 10. The twins, Jack and Casey, they're nearly 6. And then baby Sam, he's coming up on 3.
But all jokes aside, how are they going to react to see Jesus, their dad, being flogged?
Well, they won't be here for that. They've gone away on a play day today. Not that it is going to be gruesome, like, you know, but Dara just felt it wasn't going to be the right thing, just in case they had nightmares or they felt that he was going to be, you know, hurt. He's not, as much as the flogging scene is there, he won't actually be in physical pain, but it will be the emotional pain, you know, that he is going to experience. But he's in no danger. We're not going to kill him off or anything like that, you know, we can't.
No. And Susie, I can hear stuff going on there. What exactly is happening for us right now?
Basically, the crowd is building up. They're all gathered around the scene. You can have Jesus at the moment in the cell. All the women are just sitting around, gathered in their own thoughts. Roman soldiers are guarding him. We've got the Roman soldiers on horseback coming around the people. And everyone is just kind of chilling around, you know, catching up with different aspects of last night, and everyone is just chatting about that and how great of an experience it was for everyone. We grown men crying last night. They were really, really touched by this. We actually had one very, very special moment. A little girl called Rowena Quinn, it was down in the Garden of Gethsemane, and she just happened to come up towards Jesus, and he pulled her over and he just said, they had a really touching moment together, and he asked her to pray for him, and she said that she would, and they embraced with a hug, and it was just unbelievable.
Oh, Susie, are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Have you been up all night?
All night, yeah.
You know,
fantastic.
I'd say the emotion, I'd say everybody, the whole village has been caught up in that. It's a whole, emotional.
Yeah.
I mean, mixed with the tiredness.
Yeah, absolutely. But what has really got us is that strange men that have had nothing, and women that have had no connection to this, they just came to see us because they've heard of it through the media, and they have just been reduced to tears. The men went up last night, they embraced Jesus, they were kissing his feet, you know, they were going to the women, they were holding hands, they were hugging them, you know, trying to comfort them. Everyone has been really sucked into this. It's just been phenomenal.
I actually would love to be there, and I'd love to see it. Where is Jesus being crucified?
He up Nicker Hill, it's called. This is the village where the grotto is, and it's about the actual site is about 300 metres away from the actual grotto. So he has to climb up Nicker Hill, and at the top of the hill, then there's the cross will be erected, and he'll go up on that.
Wow. And Susie, so you know, when the flogging takes place, I mean, there are going to be whipping noises.
Oh, there are. Oh, absolutely. This is going to be very, very real. Yeah, it is definitely, and you will feel his pain, and you will want to go and say stop, and this is not right, and people are definitely really, you know, in tune with this. Like, this is very emotional.
And Susie, hearing yourself, you're obviously totally caught up in this. It is very emotional. You imagine then people watching, and you're invested in this from the beginning. I mean, no wonder you're all so emotional today and from last night. But people watching, the crowds must be getting involved. Initially watching and then shouting.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah. Even last night coming up from Garden of Gethsemane, the soldiers had Jesus, and the women met them on the road on the way down, and they, like, Mother Mary, she just collapsed at Jesus' feet. Then you had all Mary Magdala, you know, Martha, Veronica, etc. They then went to the soldiers, and they were pulling and dragging and begging them to stop, and the scenes were just unbelievable. They were phenomenal. You really had to have been here last night to experience what we've all experienced, but it was just mind-blowing.
Do you know what, Susie? You've given us a great taste of it. Thank you so much for stepping away from that. I know it's hard. You're caught up with all of that and explaining it to us. It's been absolutely brilliant to have you on, and we'll let you get back in and to the next thing that's going to happen. What is exactly the next thing that's up there?
Well, we're waiting now. Pontius Pilate is making his way on to the site. He's going to meet with the high priest, and he's going to, you know, he's just basically finding out why they're bringing on Jesus and why are they wanting him to be crucified, because he obviously believes that he shouldn't be crucified. And so that scenes are just going to take place, I think, in the next maybe 10 minutes or so.
Wow.
And yeah, it's brilliant. We've had people here all night keeping vigil with Jesus. One woman in particular, Mary McMahon, she was here since 7 o'clock last night. You know, these people are really, really following every minute of it.
Listen, Susie, thank you so much. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing the documentary when it does come out next Easter.
Crucify him!
See? Dave, did
Crucify
you...
him!
Susie, you can shout back. You can shout back to him. You can shout back to him.
I could be one of the people in the chorus, couldn't I?
What do you think, Susie? Would you give Dave a role in the chorus?
I don't know. He'll have to come down here. We're very strict on who we bring in.
Yeah, Dave, put your money where your mouth is.
I remember that from going to the stations, though, when some of the priests would want you to shout out in the congregation.
That's right, and nobody wanted you to be the one. Nobody wanted to be the one to be as brave as Dave is there. The rest of us are screaming.
Who played Judas? That's what I want to know.
Who's playing Judas? His name is Keith Ryan, who's a brilliant actor.
Okay.
So, Dave, no, you will not get the role. It's too late.
No,
Susie,
I'm sorry.
Everybody from Palace Green has been on board from the beginning. No.
Everybody's blanking Judas now.
See, this is what happens, Susie. You get some fame and the whole of the country want to be involved in it now. Instead, all people can do is get down there and watch. Thank you so much, Susie.
Yeah, we encourage everyone to come down. This is just, you know, you're never going to experience anything like this. This is phenomenal. This is a world first for Ireland. Like, it's just brilliant.
Well, Susie, we'll leave you to it. Thank you so much again for talking to us.
Tara, thanks a million for everything. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow.
Yeah,
God. Dave.
Sounds pretty impressive. It'd be great to see. And if RTE are doing a documentary on it, I'd be interested in seeing that too. But she, like Susie said, the guy who's playing Jesus is a Hollywood star. And like this year, Jesus is very much Jesus is so hot right now when it comes to Hollywood. Like they're saying that 2014 is the year of the Bible.
That's right.
We've had Russell Crowe in the Noah movie. There's now talk of Christian Bale is going to be playing Moses. Brad Pitt is going to be playing Pontius Pilate. So there's now this is rumored, nothing is in production yet, but the idea is that it's going to go very much into the backstory of Pontius Pilate and how he arrives then, you know, in the morning to judge him.
But Dave, I mean, this is something, I was just thinking about this because I knew we were going to be talking about the Passion Play. Jesus, when you just think of it, right? He's a very good person, okay? Very kind. Attractive to men and women, as in he attracts them into his life. People follow him. Powerful. Sexy. No, really.
Jesus equals...
I'm allowed to say... If this guy was described, you'd be like, bring him in.
Yeah, like, but when you think about it, 2014 is going to be the year of the Hollywood is now obsessed with the Bible. They're seeing that let's get our stories in the Bible, let's make movies, let's tell stories, and the Bible has the stories that are there. You know, I mean, there was a TV series on the History Channel called The Bible.
It was brilliant.
A really interesting guy called Mark Burnett was the producer of it, and he's married to an Irish woman, actually, Roma Downey, who's in the program. She's from Derry.
Is she the brown haired girl?
Yeah,
good looking.
Yeah, very good looking.
I didn't know that was his wife. Okay.
And you know, he's a devout Christian, but he's also a TV producer. He did things like Survivor and the other one, The Apprentice. Like, he's a big Hollywood name. And he was talking to his kids one day. They were watching TV. They were watching like the old version of the Ten Commandments, and they were like, "This sucks. Well, you know, this should be better." And he kind of went, "Yeah, it should be better. Let's make something new."
If she's from Northern Ireland, she would have said, "That sucks." She's like, "No, you know what I mean."
Yeah, I know what you mean. And so anyway, they came up with like trying to rejuvenate the Bible stories, and then the show is like amazingly popular. It beat the Game of Thrones for viewership in America.
It is really well produced.
DVDs sold like half a million DVDs in a week. And what they were trying to tap into was that 50 million Americans who are Christians, who go to see cinema. They will go, if they go to see the cinema, if they go to see movies in the cinema, they will go and see the Hollywood Bible movies if they're going to make them for them. So that's where Hollywood is going now.
So you're saying they've got a guaranteed audience.
Yeah. Exactly. But like you're saying, that like the role of Jesus, though, was a funny one because, yeah, like you said, he's, you know, very attractive personality, he's sexy. But Jesus should be a role that loads of actors want to play.
Yes.
You know, they say that, actors want to do Hamlet, they want to do King Lear, Macbeth, whatever. There's always ones that they want to do. But the role of Jesus is one that people kind of stay away from. In the past, 2004 was The Passion of the Christ, Jim Caviezel played Jesus. You don't really remember him for much more than that. That's kind of defined him. But
exactly, and that was the biggest grossing film ever for an April.
Huge film, Mel Gibson. boxes went out, and but then it put people off making those movies because there was such a reaction to it. Even something like The Da Vinci Code, which touches on religious themes, there's always this, you know, there's discussions out there, and people who haven't even seen the movie will judge a movie before, like, before even seeing it.
Exactly, and you, like, if you look at it, you're the two biggest places where stories come from are Greek tragedy and the Bible.
Yeah, but well, I think that Jesus is the ultimate superhero.
Yeah.
Like, you know, forget Iron Man, forget Captain America.
Yeah.
You know, there's loads there to do. So who I think should be in line to take on the role of Jesus is Jared Leto.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw him the other night, but he was doing the MTV Movie Awards. Conan O'Brien was hosting them. But Jared Leto won an award, for best hair or something. I'm not sure what it was. But he won an award and he came up. It was actually for Dallas Buyers Club. Yeah,
and
I'm
actually,
sure you've seen
talking
it.
Of his hair, I think he has a balayage look rocked better than any other girl I've seen.
But a what?
Balayage, where darker at the top, blonder bits
is
at the bottom.
Is that called balayage?
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't
that
know
look.
That. I'm so glad I didn't know that.
You
was
knew it.
Balayage.
Yeah, balayage.
Okay,
I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's rocks that look.
Yeah, so he gets up on stage anyway. He had Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave gave him the award, and he comes up with the long hair looking like Jesus.
Yeah.
Like he really does look like, because he has that soft face as well, and the, you know, the kind of the good eyes, and he's accepting his award, and he kind of mentioned a bit about AIDS work and AIDS charity and things like that, because Dallas Buyers Club is about
exactly.
AIDS. And then he stopped, like, I wish I had the audio, I just don't have the audio right now, but he said, "Love who you want to love. Live how you want to live." And he was practically going to do the Beatitudes.
You
like,
know, I'm glad you don't have the audio. I'm like, yeah. I like watching you say it here.
And if so, I think if Jared Leto wants to, or is it Leto or Leto?
I think it's Leto.
It's Balayage Leto. Yeah. So the next role for Jared Leto should be Jesus. That's where he should go.
Yeah. And if anyone is unsure about that, just go looking him up on IMDb right now, and there he is, Jesus in a dicky bow.
But there's a guy called Diogo Morgado who played Jesus in the Bible series, which is on the History Channel. He's a Portuguese actor, and he's one of those, you know, those people who are huge in Latin America and we have no idea who they are until they become Ricky Martin and then they come over, or like Shakira, you know, where they're huge over there and then we don't know anything about them until they release stuff in English. But Diogo Morgado, like, he's pretty unknown. He did telenovelas, kind of little, it's like the Fair Cities of Portugal and South America. He did those and then he got the role. He was cast as Jesus. But like, to be cast as Jesus is a huge deal, but you are forever then known as Jesus.
But
it's hard to do other stuff. So
true.
Maybe that's why actors don't want to do it. I mean, Jim Caviezel, for example, like, he's in other movies that are brilliant, which I really love, which is The Count of Monte Cristo, because I love the book. It's one of my favourite books of all time. And in fact, that film was filmed here in Ireland.
That's
a lot.
Right.
Actually, they did the scene in Paris Court House. And
a friend of mine was playing an instrument, actually, in that.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
And they used Duncannon Fort down in Wexford as, it was meant to be the island of Elba where Napoleon was exiled. And he's also in I Am David, which is another one of my favourite books of all time as well, which is Anne Holmes. It's about the little Jewish kid.
Yes.
Who's in the concentration camp, or escapes from a concentration camp. Anyway, he's in that. But people really wouldn't remember Jim Caviezel for anything else.
No.
Except Passion of the Christ. So maybe actors don't, like what's his name, who's going to be in 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, Jamie Dornan.
Jamie Dornan. He is now going to be forever known as Christian Grey.
That's right.
So, and I know actors are reluctant to take on those roles. Like,
I mean,
Harrison
Sons of Anarchy, the actor originally cast in the role, either walked away or was sent away, but either way, didn't want to be labelled as 50 Shades of Grey guy.
You know, I if you're an actor and you're in Hollywood now, Jesus is where you should be heading.
So do you think Jared Leto should be, that's it?
Yeah, get
the ball rolling.
Get on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and Brad Pitt is Pontius Pilate, though.
He'd be a great Pontius Pilate.
Yeah.
But actually, do you know who I think would be a really good Pontius Pilate? Because we've got to fly the Irish flag here, is Ciarán Hinds. You know, he played Caesar in the BBC series Rome.
Yes.
But we've got a great face. Whenever I think of Pontius Pilate, I think Ciarán Hinds. I don't know why.
No matter what movie, remember him in Munich as well, no matter what movie he does, or whether it's Game of, no matter what he's in, he just melts into it and never seems to be front page fodder. Stylish, stylish Irish actor who can do anything. So anyway, you're flying the flag, Jesus, Jared Leto, and we want to see more roles.
We want to see more Bible movies, yeah.
Brilliant.
So I'm going to hit the road now down to Palace Green and be there for 3 o'clock.
You better hurry up. Yeah. You need to be there for, you're going to make it. You've loads of time. You don't have time to stop along the way. Listen, Dave, thanks a million. We're going to be back after these.